It's time for Bartow Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kelly Buitt, GMC of Bartow, doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Evolve Professional Landscape Management, Spath Jewelers of Bartow and Barrico, by Rhino Lawyers of Tampa and Lakeland, Pallet One of Bartow, SR Wright and Company, by Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Insurance, Keith's Spray Service of Bartow, taking care of your lawn and garden for over 50 years. Budget You Pull It, the parts you need when you need them. Citrus Air Conditioners of Bartow, by Witten McLean Funeral Home, Beef O'Brady Sports Pub in the Bartow Center South, and by Bartow Ford. We're different, and we prove it. Now let's go at the ball field for Yellow Jacket Softball.
Ball on WBF. I'm Bruce Edman alongside my broadcast buddy David Thornburg. He's back with me for two nights in a row now, so we're very happy about that. And we have Rick Sow and Roland Oxley up here as well. So we've got a full score booth here as the Jackets get ready to play the McKeel. What are the
Wildcats? Yeah, I believe. Yeah,
they're the Wildcats. I guess I should have found that out before I came on the air. But we're about ready to get it underway. They're announcing McKeel right now, fixed to announce Bartow. So the lineups is leading off for McKeel is Izzy Morrell. She's a pitcher. Brianna Shelley is in center field. Skylar Smith is a catcher. Mary Grace Montgomery is at third. Emma Skipper is a shortstop. Chloe Lanier is at second. Rihanna Lipham is at first. The designated player is Michaela Jackson. She's batting for Haley Barker, who's in right field, and Haley Carruthers is in left. For Bartow, defensively, would be Caitlin Oxley on the mound, Gibson at the plate, Heater at first, Johnson at second, Quartermeyer at short, Cornelius at third, Sal is in right, Narcisse is in center, and Driscoll in right. And David, we get to see the number one pitcher in the state. I guess we were talking to Rick, and I guess there's a combination between her and a girl from Melbourne, and they're kind of head-to-head, back and forth on who's the best in the state. But we're pretty pumped anytime we get to see number seven toe the rubber.
Yeah, we got to see her Lake Wales Friday night, but as we talked about, we're a little distance from that, from the field there, so it's a little difficult to see. But you could see the motion, the movement, you know, the rhythm that she gets into. You can tell that she is all that you have told me about, and deserves all the accolades. And Florida's going to probably look pretty good with her next year, as add an addition into the pitching rotation. And
We're Florida's certainly going to need that.
And I think we're getting ready for the national anthem here. So
do want to say hello to our rednecks out in the outfield. I'm sure, hope they're listening. Some of them were actually listening and waved a little bit last time, but we're just happy they're out there. And also, Emily Sanders wanted to be here tonight, but she had an accident. She's in a kickball league.
Oh.
And hello, young lady. Martha Howe is here. Hey, darling.
Hey.
Nice to see you. And she's in a she busted up her elbow and had to have some surgery. So we wish her all the best.
Absolutely.
And if you know her, give her a shout or send her a text or send her something on Facebook. Prayers for her and hope she gets well soon. So Oxley is on the rubber again for us, David. And
And right before the national anthem, I was talking about how we didn't get it as I didn't. You've seen it before. I didn't get as much of a look in being able to see the action of the ball, where she's placing it. Excited about tonight to see that aspect of it because, of course, the view we get here in this press box is you know, one of the best.
Yeah, we were 50 feet behind home plate.
Yeah.
We're in a tinted window, and all you couldn't see first base or home. You got to see first. I got to see third.
Yeah.
And so it's a weird situation, but we enjoy it over Lakewood.
We always do. It's nothing again. It's just the way it's set up. They didn't set it up for broadcasting.
Izzy Morrill steps in and takes ball one to start the game off.
Unlike Barta, when they think sports, they got to take in the account of broadcasting. So make sure it's good for that part, right?
Yeah.
Not all high schools have to have that in mind when they build buildings.
Yeah, that's true. And there was a couple of good eggs up there.
Yes,
Jenny was up there with her son, and we cut up with them and had a good time. And, Friday night. And the pitch, there's a
that one
two and one now.
She missed that second one a little low and away.
Now, as the right field had problems at Lake Wells, it's left side. It's short third and left field. It's going to have a real problem. Ball upstairs.
Yeah, for at least the next 30 minutes or so, that sun will get down a little bit further and they'll be good to go. But for now, anything create problems if you don't pick it up right.
Three balls and a strike. There's a swing and a miss. Strike two.
That was a good pitch.
I don't know what McKeel's record is, but they were pretty good. There's a strike.
Yeah.
Three called.
That one looked like it came back. It started a little outside, looked like it came back in just a little bit there at the tail end and catch the corner of that. But great sequence there by Red.
Yeah, got behind and came all the way back, and that'll bring up Brianna Shelley. Shelley takes strike one on the inside corner. I got to get used to this umpire when they make their jump. You can tell if it's going to be a ball or a strike. Now the look and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Yeah. I want to say hello to my buddy John Calandris if he's listening. Apparently he was listening last
John.
Week and was going to text. And I'm like, man, that guy always texts. So hope he's doing all right. He's a grandfather again. Just his wife, his son's wife, you know, John, who got hit in the face and trotted to first base.
Oh, yeah.
A tough guy.
Yeah.
He just had his first son.
Oh, right. That's wonderful.
And so.
Congratulations to both.
1-2, swing and a miss, strike three.
I did notice on the way in that there's a lot of activity out here tonight at Bartow High School. The boys were getting ready to play a game over there, it looked like.
And, oh, really?
It looked like there was a track and field event.
Yeah, I did see the track and field going on.
So a little bit going on at the Bartow High School tonight.
Skylar Smith steps in. She's a catcher. She bats from the left side and takes strike one as Oxley looks like she's getting in a groove now already.
No wonder Kenzie looked a little wore out already when I saw her just before the game.
Yeah, she's the AD,
right? She's the athletic director now.
Fouled back off the netting.
It was good to see
0-2.
Her again. Yeah, it looks like Red's really getting she's only missed a couple pitches outside.
Two strikes, two outs in the pitch. Strike three call.
I was about to say that one looked awfully good.
So Oxley strikes out the side after a half inning, no score. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball here on WBF.
When you drive by Bartow Ford, you see a huge lot
But what you might not know is we have over 72 service bays and can customize your truck with lift, wheels, and tires. At Bartow Ford, we have you covered. Bartow Ford, we're different and we prove it.
Hello, Bartow. This is Joe DeCessari with Citrus Air Conditioners, your hometown air conditioning company. If you're looking to replace your old unit, Citrus Air has many units in stock and offers financing. Call us at 534-1171 or look us up online at citrusairinc.com.
In today's complicated financial world, it's nice to know that Steve Wright & Company is there, helping you utilize your resources more effectively as you work toward your financial goals, from tax returns to retirement plans and all the stops in between. Rely on Steve Wright & Company on Avenue H in Winter Haven.
With Southeastern. Huh. That's wonderful.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. For the Jackets, it'll be Destiny Driscoll, Mackenzie Gibson, Kendall Cornelius, Caitlin Oxley, Julia Heater, Shay Narcisi, Shea Parker, Kendall Sal, and Nima Johnson.
I don't know if this guy's, this is just her warm-up pitches, but she's right over the plate, good form and everything, but not much punch to the pitch. And we've talked about this before. Our girls are used to a certain speed, and their timing and their batting is all built on what they're used to.
Yeah,
so you get somebody a little bit slower, that can create problems at first until they adjust to it.
Yeah, generally take, like we talked about last week, the second time through the lineup, that's when they're going to, and it, except for Heater, drilling that home run.
Yeah, and the first,
It did take them some time to catch up.
Yeah.
So. Defensively, it's Izzy Morrell on the mound or on the rubber. Smith home plate, Lipham at first, Lipham. And I got a story about that. Lanier is at second, Skipper at short, Montgomery at third, Carruthers in left, Shelley in center, and Barker in right. And one of the first trainers, horse trainers, I got to know was a guy in Lakeland named Jimmy Lipham. And he was such a great guy, man. Man, he'd cook ribs, and he'd tell you how you had to eat them. And I did exactly what he said. And the first pitch, down the dirt.
You know, one of the things I love about doing games with you is in our travels and everything, somewhere along the way, something that reminds you of a horse story somewhere. And I enjoy so much driving. I'm thinking, I could just picture you doing this or that. And I'm like,
yeah, you know a lot of stories that are not allowed on air.
yes, but all good ones, good ones.
Yeah. And quickly, 0-2 to Driscoll, and there's a strike.
That was a good one. Now, see, that was one. You see it, but it's hard to pull the trigger on it because it's of the speed. And of course, she's used to slapping, so her timing and pitching is really, really important.
Driscoll from the left side, and she squares the bunt and takes ball three upstairs.
That's one way to combat it if you're going to looking to get on with your speed, which she has proven she can do.
But she had three stolen bases last Friday, and that puts her at 21 for the year.
Wow.
22.
She'd probably get from first to third before I got halfway to second.
And a ball inside.
There you go. And now she's on base, and we'll see that speed on display right off the bat, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're going to test this catcher Smith.
Now, she is a left-handed catcher behind the plate, kind of like our very own Mackenzie Gibson.
Yeah.
And where that's important is Mackenzie is a left-handed batter, bats from the left side, so that's going to help McKeel just a hair
exactly.
In the situation.
And there's a ball up in the air and easily down to second goes Driscoll.
And now, see, and that's on the pitcher. That was a pretty good throw by the catcher.
It was really
a good
was.
Spot.
She never raised up or anything. She just, that was all arm.
Yeah. But just no speed getting to her, and that's where the bag was stolen right there.
And now the 1-0 pitch with a runner at second. See if Driscoll goes again. Long look in. Ooh, what a good pitch.
Yeah, that one was pretty good.
One ball, one strike.
That one almost looked like it knuckled in a little bit.
Yeah, well, everything kind of looks like it's knuckling in there.
Yeah.
It's strange, but we'll get used to it as they will.
Yeah.
But one ball, one strike, nobody out, runner at second.
Oh, that's good.
And there's another good pitch.
I forget a buddy of mine in Little League, Dwayne Williamson. How in the world a kid 12, 13 years old could throw a knuckleball like he did, but he did.
I know.
And I was like, Coach, I don't want to hit against him.
You either can or you can't. There ain't no in between.
No.
And the 1-2, that's upstairs.
He was pretty good at it. It wasn't just a gimmick with him. He could really throw it. And for us kids that had only seen it on TV.
Yeah, the Negro brothers.
Yeah, we had no idea what to do with it.
And that ball hit straight away, actually, into right center field, and it's going to be caught. And Driscoll starts to tag, and good throw by Shelley would have had her by 10 feet.
Yeah,
so.
That's a pretty good arm out there in center field.
She has got underneath that. That ball was a little high, and she has got underneath it a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's going to bring up Kendall Cornelius, the third. She's at third.
You know, she had a good night at the plate Friday night.
Yes, she did. She was 3-for-4.
Yeah.
And the pitch. Oh, another one. It looks almost like it's got a counter rotation on it, David.
Yeah, it really
like
does.
It was coming, like the rotation was back towards the batter with a right-handed pitcher and a right-handed batter.
Yeah.
Weird. And the 0-1. That ball's hit hard to short. She'll glove it over to first in time. And now Driscoll on the way to third, and she's going to be out.
She's got her. Oh, my gosh. That defense is sound by Mokeel.
Yeah, I think you could have caught it either way, yeah. But with the throw being there and her not having to move the glove, they're going to call it every time. So it goes as a strikeout. No, it goes 6-3, and then 3-5 on the put out, and after one in, no score after one inning. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
Hey, this is Tyler Kelly with Kelly Buick GMC, and we're proud to make today's sports broadcast on WBF possible. Visit any of our 5 locations and see why we are Polk County's number one Buick GMC dealer. Kelly Buick GMC.
If you're looking for good food and good family time, look no farther than Beef O'Brady's in the Bartow Center South. Your Bartow Beefs is perfect for lunch or dinner for the whole family or whole team. Your Bartow Beefs, where game time meets family time.
When looking for insurance coverage, consider the Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Agency with offices in downtown Bartow. Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Insurance with a wide range of insurance products to meet your every need. Becky Maslach, your local office manager.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. Bruce Edmond alongside David Thornburg. We go to the top of the second inning. It'll be Mary Grace Montgomery, Emma Skipper, and Chloe Lanier for the Wildcats. And the pitch. Mm. Beautiful pitch.
I guess that missed inside, but boy, that looked good.
Yeah, you'll see some of the movement on her ball tonight, and it's incredible.
Yeah.
1-0 upstairs, 2-0. She does the same routine every time. Maybe goes a few more steps if she's really mad. And the 2-0, there's a strike. Two balls and a strike.
Well, that's, you know, a lot of that rhythm, and that's what puts you in a rhythm, you know, the routine. And
she'll wear out that chalk back there. And now the 2-1, swing and a miss, strike two.
It works. I'm along the lines of if it ain't broke, don't worry about fixing it.
Two balls, two strikes, nobody out, no score here in the second. And a swing and a miss, strike three.
Got that one in on her hands, and it rose right at the last second. That she had no chance at hitting that, and it looked good from the onset.
Oh. Now Emma Skipper steps in, the shortstop who made the nice play last inning. She bats from the left side, open stance, probably a slapper, and she bunts it down to third. That's going to be a fair foul ball.
I think they're going to say it's fair.
Fair.
Yeah, she bobbled it, hit it, kind of got on her, and it hit the heel of her glove. Yeah. And once it did that, it kind of bobbled it. And, well, that's what they're looking for, is a foul ball. Now we're.
It should have been a foul ball.
Yeah, I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they are calling a
foul.
Okay.
All right. It was close, but.
Now here comes the. Nobody's coming. No, the umpire's going down to talk to McKeel. What's he going to ask him if it was fair, right?
No, I think. I don't know if the McKeel coach is asking or.
I don't know. I mean, that's kind of a ball that I would think you would kind of follow and let it go. Just kind of run with it a little bit because it's eventually going to be fouled. If it ain't fouled, and as soon as it gets fouled, you touch it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's 0-1, and she bunts again, this time up in the air, and that time Cornelius right there to catch it. So it's a F5.
Went from a nearly perfect bunt to a little pop-up with a little easy out that she Cornelius able to camp out under.
Yep. Now Chloe Lanier steps in. She bats from the right side. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. We're in the second. No score. And the look and the pitch. Strike two as she swings right through it.
She is just so overpowering and just so commanding with the pitches. Whether she wants one batter, she's giving you something looking inside, blowing inside. Next one, you're getting up and away.
Yeah. The 0-2 fouled back right at us.
It's hard for a batter to go back and say, hey, this is what I learned when you're you're saying this is where she likes to throw. And you get up there and you're like, hey, I thought you said she liked it here.
Yeah.
You know?
No balls, two strikes, two outs, and that ball fouled out of play.
That was a pretty good attempt to fight that off. That was a good pitch, and she just
kind of
stuck that bat out there.
Come on in, you're good. You're fine.
She'll get used to us.
Count stays 0-2, and the pitch swung on and missed.
There we go.
Strike three. That's a fifth strikeout for Oxley. The Wildcats go down in order. After one and a half, it's Bartow nothing, McKeel nothing. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
Hi, Benny Jr. here with Bartow Ford. And the great thing about being right in Bartow, Florida, is we are centrally located. The right way will always lead you to Bartow Ford, where we save you time and money. Bartow Ford, we're different, and we prove it.
Don't let the complexities of the law overwhelm you. Call Rhino Lawyers today at 844-RHINO-77 and schedule your free consultation. Your road to justice starts with Rhino Lawyers, Tampa and Lakeland.
Hi, it's Erin with Evolve Contracting. While there's no shortage of landscape and irrigation companies, you deserve the option that's the best fit for you. At Evolve, we offer 3D imaging and an irrigation program that saves you water, time, and money. Visit us at evolveyourlawn.com.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. We go to the bottom of the second inning, and Morrell finishes up her pitches, and the batter will be Oxley, who was at the plate. No, Oxley was coming to the plate.
Yeah.
So it's Oxley, Heater, and Narcisse.
So we get to see her hit again tonight. She was in the lineup to hit Friday night.
Ooh, Oxley?
Yeah. What?
She's been in every game that I've done.
Okay.
She's a hitter.
Okay.
That
just, like you said, that usually that's not a root and bar.
And, you know, Donna Byers let the pitchers hit. And I remember a couple of times, Courtney O'Neill, and that ball's hit right back at the pitcher, off her glove, and they're going to get Oxley because of the
ball went straight to the second baseman, thankfully.
Yeah, she deflected it, and I think it got her a little bit on the shoulder and her glove.
Yeah.
But it sent it right to the second baseman, and she's able to throw it out. So throw her out. So it goes 1-4-3 on the put out, and we've got to make sure she's okay.
Yeah, she had her mask on, so that.
Yeah, the mask is great, and these girls are just tough.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about that every night.
Yeah.
And
this is
not a business to be in if you're not tough.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
Julia Heater steps in. She hit the big bomb the other night at Lake Wales. right about where the rednecks are out in left field.
Yeah, see if we can get a souvenir out there.
Exactly. There's a ball upstairs, 1-0. And look, I guess she's getting her signals from the dugout, which is legal.
Yeah.
And the 1-0, that one's up and in.
That one she held on to a little bit too long, so you didn't. Whether that was a different pitch that she was attempting to throw, but not her same release in motion.
Two balls, no strikes, one out here in the second. And that one way outside, 3-0. I would imagine she's taken all the way right here, but
I would think
we shall see. And now the 3-0 pitch upstairs, ball four. So on four pitches, she walks Heater.
You know, I understand the wristband, especially if this is a younger pitcher. Let her get in a rhythm. Like Red knows what kind of her game plan. So she gets in a rhythm. She knows her and Kenzie on a.
Yeah. Shay Narcisse will step in now. She's a center fielder, bats from the right side. She was leading the team and hitting as of last week. And that one down in the dirt, ball one.
But I don't know if you know, but here, the first inning, she didn't seem to look at that wristband as much. Now here it seems like it's, and I don't know if that's throwing her off because she's missing now some, you know, at least she may not have the big hottest speed coming, but she was accurate the last inning.
Yeah, but I mean, how many pitches does she have that she has to look at a wristband? There's a ball. There's a strike, 1-1.
That's a good question. I mean, there, I 1-2-3 was that what I had?
Yeah. Up, down, in, out. Just please throw me a strike. One ball, one strike, one out, one on, and that pitch is up and away. 2-1.
I think four was retaliation. Is that what?
I would just holler at him and say, hit him. Hit him. You could do that back in my day. Nowadays, you get thrown in jail for stuff like that.
Yeah, you get in big trouble.
And the 2-1 upstairs, 3-0. 3-1.
Let go of that one really late. Jackets really looking to get something going. The second base runner of the night.
You're right. And the 3-1, that looks like a pretty good pitch. 3-2 now. And now she'll get the go-ahead to hit away. Runner at first, one out, 3-2 count, and the pitch.
Oh,
down low, ball four. So back-to-back walks. And now runners at first and second with one out. And Shea Parker coming to the plate.
She's okay.
Shea is a designated player. And she bats from the right side. And pretty good pitch, but strike.
See, I remember her. She took one in the back Friday night and then stole a base. That, you talk about bouncing back and resiliency.
Yeah. And that was no easy pitch that was coming in there.
It was not an off-speed pitch.
Ball one. One ball, one strike. One out, two on now for the Jackets. No score here in the bottom of the second. And the pitch upstairs.
She wanted that one.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Oh, my goodness. She's only like four and a half feet tall, man. Yeah. That caught her right over the chin.
Yeah.
One ball, two strikes, one out, and the pitch. And she hits that hard to third base off the glove, and it's going to be. Boy, that was a hard hit, David.
That was hit hard.
I'm going to give her a hit on it.
Yeah, the third baseman didn't move, and it got on her so quickly. She did get the glove on it, but it kicked right out of the glove and shortstop right there. So runner's only able to advance just the one base, but base is loaded now.
Infield single does load up the bases, and now Kendall Sowell coming to the plate, her father is doing the scoreboard. We haven't had to get on him tonight. That's a 1-0 count. Long look at her wrist, and now the pitch. Upstairs, 2-0. I think he's tired of giving her that pitch.
Yeah.
Because he called that a strike on Parker.
Yeah.
So it's 2-0, and if he's not going to give her that, she's in big trouble. Now the 2-0, down in the dirt, 3-0. She's in danger of walking a run in.
Yeah, and that one, Bruce, it looked like she was trying to aim that one low.
Yeah.
And, of course, she got it low, too low and way outside.
3 balls, no strikes, 1 out, and the pitch. Down low, ball 4.
So the Jackets are going to get one in.
4 pitches. She gets the RBI. And it's 1-0 game now with the bases still loaded. And
first baseman's going to come in.
Naima Johnson steps in, the second baseman, who made some incredible plays and defensively last week.
If there's
a strike.
If they handed out Defensive Player of the Awards at school last week, she should have got it, because you're right. Two or three key plays. And again, beating them 5-0, that was a good score. It was a good win. But we only beat them 2 innings.
Yeah.
2 out of the 7. So.
Oh, nice. Change up, if that was a change up. That was like a softball pitch, slow pitch coming in.
Yeah.
So it's 0-2 now, I believe. And she hits it off the end of the bat, the shortstop. She'll go to first, and they're not going to get her.
Wow,
so safe
speed
all the way around. Another infield hit, and that's what speed will do for you, Dave.
Yeah, and, well, we were talking about her defense the other night, and the speed contributed to a lot of that.
You
that got
bet.
Her, and that got her down the line right there, and just keeps it going. Now the Jackets are starting to get something going here.
And they're back to the top of the order, which is Destiny Driscoll.
And she is trying to time that for that slap hit, Bruce. She might be ready for it. If you get one in her where she likes it, I would expect to see a good hit.
Ball down low. Strike.
Ball down low. It's called a strike.
Well, it was a ball, and it was low, but he called it a strike. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out, 2 runs in, and the pitch. Down low. That one low enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good stomp there by the Wildcat catcher. Able to keep Parker down there at third. I think if something gets by, Parker might give it a shot after
she
seeing her.
She got some speed for a little one.
Yeah.
And that ball is hit. It's going to get a nice play by the second baseman as Lanier comes up and gets the out. But it's a fielder's choice and an RBI for Driscoll. It goes 4-3 on the putout, so there's 2 outs. But Parker scores, runners at second and third, and now Mackenzie Gibson, who flew out to right center her first time up, steps in. See if she doesn't rip something here. And you see Johnson, she comes halfway down the line, or goes halfway across there from second to third. She likes to play.
Yeah.
3-0 game, and she just missed that.
Woo.
Way out in front. She just missed it.
She was looking to put that in the back of the truck back there, I believe, to see if they were awake out there.
Yeah, see if she can't rip something down the line. Open this game up. As it's a 1-1 count, 2 outs, 3 runs in, and the pitch way upstairs, 2-1. Johnson knows she can't go anywhere, so she's not taking a half mile off of second base every time. You get tired doing that.
Yeah.
And the 2-1 outside, 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs, 3 runs in for the Jackets. It's a 3-0 game. And the pitch outside, ball 4. So Gibson walks. She's going to come in, and they're going to have a runner for her. And we'll get that from Roland.
That's going to be number nine, looks like, or eight.
Number nine.
Eight or nine.
Let's see.
It's who? Lexi Hafen.
Nine.
Percy running for the catcher at first base, number nine, Lexi Hafen. Now batting, number one, Kendall Cornelius.
Cornelius, number nine batter, steps in. Well, she's number nine in this inning. She's number three in the lineup, and she's been very hot with the bat.
Yeah, and base is loaded here. Chance to cash in. Two outs. Jackets really need to take advantage.
Oof. Called strike.
Again, it's the speed that's hard for them to see. They don't know where it's going to drop at. It almost has an arch to some of these pitches.
Yeah.
And it's...
There she put some little heat on that one outside, one and one. That's,
and that they lead to pop-ups. They lead to either on top of it, grounding it, pounding it into the ground, which is what we've seen.
Yeah.
Ground balls and a couple pop flies. Red's the only square contact, and, of course, ricocheted into an out.
Two balls, one strike, two outs, bases loaded. Jackets lead 3-0, and the Osprey is eyeing the crowd right now.
Yeah, Osprey's been flying around tonight.
And the pitch. Oh. Strike called on the outside part of the plate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a different pitch to see, that's for sure.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and the pitch. And that ball hit into left center field. It's going to get down. Two runs are going to score easily, and he's going to hold the runner up at third. Hope she didn't twist an ankle right there, as it's a stand-up double for Cornelius.
She able to wait back on that one, Bruce. She had to really, really wait on that, and when she timed it, she just finally a line drive shot that makes it through, and big hit.
So now Oxley, who started it with a shot up the middle that bounced off the glove and shoulder of the pitcher to the second baseman for an out, steps in now with two on and two out and a 5-0 game. And the pitch way upstairs.
McKeel on the verge of getting out of that inning with relatively unscathed, with, you know, only close to giving up the three runs. And that's just huge from Cornelius to kind of open things up. She just continues to swing the bat well.
Exactly. Now the 1-0 pitch. Low and inside. Ball two.
Red with an opportunity to extend that lead.
Two balls, no strikes, two outs, five big runs in for the Jackets. And the pitch. Oh, that one hit shallow center field, and it's going to get down. And two runs are going to score for the Jackets. So a two-out single.
The benefit of having the two outs, Cornelius, of course, takes off right at contact, so there's no stopping her. And Coach Rutenbar just waving her right on through at third. There was a play at the plate, but it wasn't close.
So, that's how many runs? One, two, three, four,
that's seven. Yeah.
Two runs,
single.
Six, seven. So, number 10 coming out. No, number 10 going back in.
Kylie Arnold.
Well, she turned around and ran back in the dugout, so I don't know what they're doing. And now it's number 20.
21.
Number 20, Alyssa Hillman. Now batting.
Alyssa Hillman, okay, number 20.
Julia Heater.
All right, Alyssa.
Heater steps in. She walked and scored her first time up in this inning. And Rutenbar's hollering at her about something. Now Tex is getting everything straight. Tex Howell down at first base. And the pitch. Oof. That's a strike.
You know, poor Tex has been in charge of keeping a bunch of teenage girls in line for many, many years. The poor guy.
And they've got 21 rostered. So
yeah, there's a lot of them.
You got 19 girls in there right now. Snap throw back to first. And that's one good part about a left-hander. They can get fire that ball to first.
Most teams, when they're out in the field, have two or three players in the dugout with you. He still has a whole other team in the dugout when they're out in the field.
Swing and a miss. Strike three. So that ends the inning as Heater strikes out.
That's unusual.
But there was 7 runs on 4 hits and no errors and 1 left on base. After 2 innings, it's Bartow 7, Seth McKeel nothing. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
We are FM 102.9, 97.1, and AM 1130, WWBF Bartow.
Today's broadcast is sponsored in part by the Whidden McLean Funeral Home of Bartow since 1925 and the McLean Funeral Home of Fort Meade. They're family-owned and are committed to providing personal service with the concept of our family serving yours.
Hello, Bartow. This is Joe DeCessary with Citrus Air Conditioners, your hometown air conditioning company. If you're looking to replace your old unit, Citrus Air has many units in stock and offers financing. Call us at 534-1171 or look us up online at citrusairinc.com.
For over 50 years, Keith Spray Service has been serving Polk County with specialized treatment of delicate ornamentals, including rose bushes. Want to learn more about the treatments of ornamentals as well as expert lawn care? Call Keith Spray Service.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF. Bruce Edmond, David Thornburg. We go to the top of the third inning, and we've got a pitching change, David. It's Brooklyn Tyson, and we watched her throw against Winter Haven, I believe it was.
Yes, yes.
And this girl can blow some smoke.
She is a left-hander. Games, you know, that Friday night after Red pitched, you know, 4 or 5 solid innings. We had
a couple other pitchers
come in and do so really well. And I don't know that I've seen such a deep staff on a Rutenbar team before.
And Gomez goes into first base.
Yes.
And the batter will be Rihanna Lipham for McKeel. She bats on the right side. Ball low and away. Rutenbar going to give everybody a chance to play tonight. I think they'll open this thing up again. And that ball fouled out of play. 1-1. Jackets lead 7-0. 7 big runs in the second. On about a half-hour inning, seemed like.
Yeah, that was a long. Oh.
That one just a little outside.
That, you know, if I remember correctly, against Winter Haven, it took a batter or two for Brooklyn to there's something about her release sometimes. When she misses that far out, if you see her arm, it's almost like she's getting it too close into her leg, and she's just missing her release point.
You miss that one, too, as it's away from Gibson.
So she needs to find her rhythm, and which she did against Winter Haven really well. Once she got it, she had it and didn't lose it.
Lipham steps right back in, and it's a 3-0 ball, 4 pitches. And Rutenbar is coming right out, and he is not a happy camper.
Well, no, but this is what he did in Winter Haven, and once he did, it straightened her out, and hopefully we can see the same results.
And she's tying her shoe, trying to ignore the whole situation right now.
I'm going to say what I'm saying.
I would, too. I mean, if Rutenbar came after me, I'm like digging into my shoe or whatever I got to do. I'm staying out of this conversation. I'm
fix the knot in my glove.
So, Jackson, Michaela Jackson is the designated player. She'll be, I believe she's batting. She's got number 14 on. Her number 7.
Let me see.
Was that a strike?
Yeah, number 7.
Okay, number 7.
Yeah.
And
that was a ball.
That's the first base runner of the night.
Yeah.
That ball low and away, and she got her in no man's land. Chase her down and now fire it, and she's going to be toast at second base. So good job by Mackenzie Gibson.
Yeah, see, runner just got too far off first, and if she goes back to first, Mackenzie's going to catch her there.
And that's where the left-hander comes into play because she got off the bag, and Gibson comes up to fire, and she catches her in no man's land, did the right thing, ran at her, made her commit.
Yeah.
And now the 2-0 pitch is outside, 3-0.
Yeah, it's a little bit closer. Mackenzie trying to pull it in and frame it, but still just outside.
Yeah, and she's going to have to hit the middle of the plate before he gives her a strike. There it is.
There we go.
Strike one.
Now, that looked like a much better release point. Now, she just needs to remember that and just repeat. Rinse and repeat.
Three balls, one strike, one out here in the third, and that fouled back out of play. So quickly.
I'm telling you, it's something that Coach sees from that angle, and he goes out and reminds her. Now she's all on it. She had that first pitch that was outside, but has since kind of gotten over the middle now.
Now the 3-2 pitch, and that ball's tapped foul down the third baseline. Cornelius will grab it and throw it back to Tyson. Gibson looking into the dugout to get a few balls for the umpire.
Yeah.
So 3-2 count. One out. Jackets lead 7-0 here in the top of the third. And the pitch.
Oh, that looked pretty good.
Oh, boy. If she was throwing good, he'd have called that a strike.
Well, the last few pitches were pretty good. She was kind of hitting her spot, and that's where Mackenzie had sat up. She sat up on that outside corner. Just like you said, the previous pitches probably led him to give that one to the batter.
Haley Carruthers steps in. She bats from the left side, and she bunts it, a beautiful bunt, and it's going to be good job by Cornelius coming in. Everybody covers where they're supposed to cover.
Yeah.
So it goes 5-3 on the sacrifice.
And I'm not sure who the left fielder is, but she came in to cover third to make sure that the runner did not advance from second to third. So great defense all around by Lady Jackets.
Two outs now with a runner at second base. And the batter, Izzy Morrell, the pitcher. She fouls off that pitch right down the first baseline.
Right. End of the net right in front of the booster.
Yeah, Martha Howe and Gilbert Oerlinger, all of them, they were about to scatter. So the 0-1 pitch with two outs, one on. That, again, if she's throwing a little bit better, she's going to get that call. But she's been missing outside so much, he's not going to give it to her until she shows some consistency.
Yeah.
And the 1-1, beautiful pitch. That was like a little changeup.
Yeah, able to chase that one. That one's going in the same spot that was just called a ball. That's how good a pitch it was. The batter going after that one.
One ball, two strikes, two outs, one on. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So Tyson comes back after giving up two walks. And there were no runs and one left on. After two and a half, it's Bartow 7, McKeel nothing. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
The Kelly Automotive Group is proud to make sports broadcasts here on WBF possible. From the Yellow Jackets to NASCAR, this is Tyler Kelly inviting you to visit any of our five locations to see why we're proud to be your dealership. KellyBuickGMC.com.
Palette One of Bartow is proud to be a sports booster and invites you to join their team. Check out careers at PalletOne.com to learn more about the opportunities in this outstanding company with over 30 years of experience. Palette One is an equal opportunity employer.
35 amazing years. Hey, that's us here at Spath Jewelers. We offer services such as beautiful custom work, the sure to wow, repairs, complimentary cleaning, appraisals, watch repairs, financing. What more do you need? We're here Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays from 10 to 5.
We got a new pitcher for McKeel, trying to get that name. rolling, looking it up on Max Preps right now. Chloe Lanier.
Chloe Lanier. All right, Chloe. A little Cotton Eye Joe in the background.
So Lanier was a second baseman. Now number seven is at second base. That, I don't know who that is, number seven. Seven is Jackson, who's a designated player. So she goes in, and I think that takes care of it. The changes for McKeel. And Morrell goes to short.
Okay.
Now batting, number two, Shay Narcisse
steps in as she walked and scored back in the second inning. We're in the bottom of the third in what has been a little lengthy ball game for Yellow Jacket softball, but we're all right with that.
It took a minute to put seven runs up.
Yeah, it takes a few minutes. Narcisse steps in. And the first pitch has a lot more speed on it. This is going to be a lot different.
Yeah. A lot of those seven runs contributed from walk, so a lot of pitches to go with it.
Now the 0-1 pitch fouled. Oof! That almost cleared him again.
Parker over there hit off an egg and kind of thank goodness for the helmet over there. Kind of went over her shoulder, so.
Yeah, she's been hit enough in the last few days.
Doesn't need to pick up a foul ball hit.
The 0-2 outside.
Way outside, trying to get her to chase.
One ball, two strikes. Here in the bottom of the third, nobody out. 7-0 ball game, Jackets lead. And that ball pops straight up in the air, and that's going to come down on the netting.
And
everybody's there. That's where you got to get a broom and knock that thing back into.
Yeah. There's a tool somewhere around here, I believe.
Yeah, they all have them. Yeah. But that's a great safety feature for the people who buy the reserve seating back here.
Yeah.
Now the 1-2 pitch again, and she fouls that one again. This time, catcher.
Oh, wow.
Made a dive.
What an effort.
Spear, and just bounced off her glove. I don't know if the ground caused it or if it hit off the tip, but what a great effort by Smith.
Yeah, her body kind of blocked the effort to put it in the glove, but, boy, it looked like it bounced right off the end of the glove. And
come on, Shay.
Maybe just not able to close the glove in time. As you say, as you're hitting the ground trying to close the glove, that's not always easy to do. But, boy, effort.
Goodness. Yeah, you get some strawberries on that one, too.
Yeah. You want the out when you get the strawberries.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't hurt as bad then.
That ball hit right over the pitcher's head. She gloves, able to get a glove on it, but it rolls into center field. A great piece of hitting by Narcisse.
Able to finally get one on the nose and a ground or bouncing ground ball that, like you said, bounced right over the pitcher's head and nicks it with a glove, but it's hit so hard it still makes it out in the center field.
That'll bring up Shay Parker. Shay had a single, infield single, her last time up and scored. Ooh. Down low, ball one.
Much different pitching style now. I think you'll see the girl swing the bat a lot more, be a little more aggressive at the plate.
I agree. She chokes a little on the bat. I've always been a fan of that. I think you just control it so much better.
Yeah.
You get more leverage with a bat when you swing it the whole way, but when you choke up a little bit, you can handle it so much more. So it's a 2-0 count now to Parker. A long look in, and now the pitch. And she rips it past the third baseman, and this is, they might have dialed up just what the Jackets were looking for.
Yeah, that's the difference in the pitching. You They actually, even though we put up seven in the last, that was mostly due to the bad pitching. It wasn't. We were able to get catch up to a couple of them that with a couple of two-run hits. But aside from that, now we're really starting to get aggressive, better pitching for us, and better swings.
Kendall Sow walked her first time up and scored. Ball up and away. Two on, nobody out here in the third inning. Jackets lead 7-0, and right now they're chomping at the bit to get it at Lanier on the mound. Lanier looking into the dugout. Wow. Finally, Sal just says timeout.
Yeah, good, smart move.
That pitch is up and away, 2-0. I mean, it shouldn't take, if you're getting it directly from the dugout, it should not take the coach 20 seconds to signal something in.
No.
And he's taking a long time to signal in. And the 2-0, that's a strike on the outside corner.
Able to get that one down.
I think that's the first strike she's seen.
Yes, it is.
I think she walked on four pitches her last time. Two balls and a strike. Two on, nobody out. You're in the third. 7-0 ball game, and the pitch. And that ball hit down the first baseline, but foul. She hit that right on the end of the bat.
Yeah.
I know that stung.
Yeah.
If it was cold out, that would have really stung.
Yeah.
So the count goes 2-2. And again, taking forever. And the pitch. And she hits that into right center field. It's going to be caught, but tagging and going to third. That'll be a sacrifice fly.
Yeah, she caught that one on the button, just hit it right at somebody that time. And
Yeah, she got some good wood on that one.
Yeah. So
sacrifice fly. F9, and Narcisse goes to third. Parker stays at first. And now Nyamani Johnson steps in.
Our new favorite second baseman.
Yeah. She had a single her last time up and scored. Yeah, she's definitely fun to watch. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And the 1-0 pitch is on the way, and it's hit right under the pitcher's glove, and it's going to be another hit. Now Parker has to race back to second. So a hit for Narcisse.
How in the world that made it
Sir
to the
Johnson.
Grass? Yeah, I don't know how that made it to the grass. Like I said, underneath the pitcher's glove, then the shortstop, and past the second baseman, and the center fielder actually picks it up. And that's what made Parker think about going to third, but last second she thought better, and the center fielder tried to make a tag at second base, but Parker gets back.
And now the batter is Driscoll. She squared like she was going to bunt. There's runners at first and second.
She finally made good contact last at bat. Just a great play by the second baseman to get her out.
And
first baseman's kind of coming in, playing in a little bit. Now she kind of plays even with the bag, just in front of the bag.
Johnson is at first. Parker's at second. And there's a strike. So it's 2-1 now to Driscoll.
I thought that one looked a little outside for me.
She stands way away from the plate, too. I guess that's for her to get her little walk as she moves forward. And there's another strike, 2-2. And Rutenbar saying, now step in there and let's hit the ball now. Now she gets a little closer to the plate. Two balls, two strikes, one out, two on. 7-0 ball game, 8-0 ball game.
That one fouled back.
So Narcisse scored, right?
Yes. On the...
Yep. Okay. Just wanted to get my book. Yeah, wanted to get my book right.
On the seeing eyeball that went somehow got out there to center field. Said, you can't have me. Nope. You either.
Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. And that ball fouled out of play. Down the left side. Over towards where the old ag building used to be. That was pretty good. That was that a cow roar?
Yes, yeah,
good job.
It was. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the 2-2. Upstairs, 3-2.
There were no cows harmed in that foul ball. We need the disclaimer.
Yeah, that were.
Pete will be on to us.
Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch. And that ball hit right back to the pitcher. She'll go to first. So it's a fielder's choice for Driscoll. Goes 1-3 on the put out. Two outs now in the inning.
Destiny having not having the greatest night at the plate. She's moving runners and making good contact. Just, you know, good defense.
Yeah.
On McKeel's end to keep her off the base. He had to walk, but got thrown out on a pretty good play.
Gibson walked her last time, and pinch runner scored first. She flied out to right center her first time up and takes ball one low and away.
I think Rutenbar really wants these last two runs here.
Yeah, I think he'd like to go home on five for sure. And the 1-0 pitch, strike called.
He likes to give her that outside now.
Yeah.
It was getting called on Destiny in that same spot, and now he gets one with McKenzie.
One ball, one strike, two outs. And the pitch. That ball hits easily to short. She's going to glove it, and they are not going to get her out. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Terrible call.
That was a terrible call.
Goes 6-3 on the putout, so no runs. One run, three hits. And two left, and Rutenbar going to give him a little business before he goes.
As he was wiping off the rubber, he just slowly kicked the ball into the circle, and as the umpire's wiping off the rubber, here comes the ball rolling in.
Yeah, you can do stuff like that when you're already in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, I guess so.
Who was Earl Weaver for the for the Orioles way back when we were kids? He got into a kicking contest with the home plate umpire one time, and he said it took him about three or four kicks before he figured out the umpire had on leggings.
I guess we better give Jeff time to make some money back there.
So let's see. We got the top of four. I can't hear the station.
That's because we're not on a break. You never gave it back to him. We were talking about Earl Weaver
goodness,
and everything.
Jeff, so. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Ned's thrown down now. We might as well keep it.
I hope Tom's not listening. I'm going to be in all kinds of trouble. And Jeff, sometimes you just got to yank it from me. I get into storytelling. It's all over with. So now we go to the fourth inning. Now that
we'll blame it on Glenn and kicking the ball out by the referee.
That inning was brought to you by Thornburg Productions. And top of the fourth, and the first pitch is a ball.
Yeah.
The batter is Brianna Shelley. She struck out swinging her first time up. Swing and a miss. She might have got a little piece of that.
Yeah, I think she did it.
One ball, one strike. Jeff may even fire me for that one. So it's a one ball, one strike, nobody out, and a swing and a miss.
Good hit.
She pulled her head big time.
Yeah. Reckon with a great pitch there.
Tyson throwing the changeup, screwing everybody up, and now the 1-2 on the way misses outside 2-2.
messing with her stepping point. There's something she didn't like about her landing spot there.
Now the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So that's actually back-to-back strikeouts if you go back to the last inning as Brooklyn Tyson looks to start getting into her form. Skylar Smith steps in. She's the catcher. Again, bats from the left side. One out, and she hits that down to third base, up by Cornelius, over to first. Great little stab by Gomez.
Yeah, that was a difficult play there for Cornelius, obviously right down the line and not hit real hard, but able to field it cleanly, and a good strong throw over gets her in plenty of time.
And a great catch by Gomez as well. So the two outs now in the inning, and Mary Grace Montgomery comes to the plate, batting from the right side. She struck out swinging. A lot of people did against Oxley.
Yeah. Yeah, that.
Oxley struck out 5 out of 6. So it's 1-0 count. Two outs. Misses outside, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Jackets lead 8-0 here in the bottom of the third.
There we go. Much better pitch.
Strike called. 2-1. Now we're in the fourth, top of four.
We are. Yes,
yes,
we
I'm
are.
Sorry. Man, that one right off the fist.
Yes.
She swung, and boy, that was an inch closer to hit right off her hand. So it's two balls, two strikes now, two outs.
Great job by Brooklyn to come in on that one.
My book's all scored up. I'm screwed up. I'm already in the fourth because the jacket's batted around. And the 2-2, and she rolls that one in. A little bit low.
A little early release.
Yeah, that one went about 42 feet. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, and the payoff pitch misses outside. And somebody in that dugout is not going to be happy, but he's not racing out to the mound, so we're excited about that.
Yeah. Looks like the kill coach wants to make a change here. So McKenzie's
looks like number two is coming to bat. So she's going to be pinch hitting for Skipper. Emma is probably out of the game because Morrell went over to short, and so number two, I don't know who she is. Roland's going to find out.
Who's out? So the number two's batting? So that is Hannah Brenneman.
Hannah Brenneman is the batter.
Number two, Hannah Brenneman.
So Hannah Brenneman steps in. And the first pitch, well, that looked like a good pitch.
Ooh,
strike
it
call.
Was, yes. He is a little delayed on some of his calls.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything wacky tonight, though, so I'm all right with him. Bunt right back to the pitcher, fires to first in time. So McKill gets a walk, and they leave one after 3.5. It's Bartow 8. McKill nothing. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball here on WBF.
If you've been injured in an accident or face traffic charges, don't face the legal system alone. Call Rhino Lawyers Auto Injury and Traffic Attorneys at 844-RHINO-77. Rhino Lawyers, Tampa and Lakeland.
You'll always get great prices at Budget Chupola de Bartow. Here's Craig.
We have starters for $20, alternators for $20, AC compressors for $31. Every door is $55, and motors are $200.
Budget Chupola, Highway 60 East.
In today's complicated financial world, it's nice to know that Steve Wright & Company is there, helping you utilize your resources more effectively as you work toward your financial goals, from tax returns to retirement plans and all the stops in between. Rely on Steve Wright & Company on Avenue H in Winter Haven.
I Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. Bruce Edmond, David Thornburg. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Jackets lead 8-0. They're going to try and get a couple of runs here and try to close this out. It'll be Oxley. Nope, it's going to be number 14 coming to the plate. Number 14, Haley Reddick.
Haley Reddick, okay. Now, this is, been waiting to see her. This her dad, Dustin, my youngest, has worked with her dad. Her dad's a drywall guy, does a lot of drywalls around houses, new housing around the county. And Dustin did a lot of drywall in this county with the two of them. But this is his daughter.
Okay.
So hopefully she can get us started off here.
Oh, Reddick's actually batting for
batting number 14, Haley
Cornelius. I'm sorry. Yeah. She's batting for Cornelius, Haley Reddick. And there's a strike.
Boy, that looked out. I know Brooklyn was not pinpoint and everything, but if you're going to be calling that pitch off the plate, you got to call it both ways.
I agree. Up and away.
Boy, these guys are right on.
Man,
ball,
I right? tell you what, I was doing the Arbondale game and the door was open and these guys were just brutal to the umpire. He finally had to stop the game. Ball hit right back to the pitcher. She's going to flub it over to first and she gets him in time as
half a step.
As she's kind of slowed up on that.
And they off the end of the bat, so not much to it, not much pop to it.
Go 1-3 on the put out, and now it will be Brooklyn Tyson batting for herself. Bats from the left side. And the pitch, low and away, ball one. He follows that ball all the way into the mitt, though. I'll give him credit on that. Yeah. You watch his head. He follows it, and a lot of umpires don't. Kind of Pete Rose's it.
They always say when you're not talking about him too much, then that's always a good thing.
The 1-0, swing and a miss.
And like you said earlier, he's not done anything crazy. I mean, he's human. We may not agree with his strike zone, but, he's done pretty well tonight.
Consistency is all we ask for. That way the batters can make the adjustments.
Absolutely.
And the 1-1 upstairs, 2-1. Oh, Rick's on him, man.
Yeah,
Rick ain't playing around. No. It's 8-0, and he is still not playing. It's a 2-1 count. Low and away, 3-1.
Now, see, that's where he's not been consistent. Every last inning, that pitch was not missing that far away from that pitch there was being called a strike.
Yeah, with the left-handed batter, though, he's on the right side of the catcher, so it's hard to see that away. Trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
These guys are brutal. Yeah. There's a strike. 3-2.
All right, come on, Brooklyn. Hit a starter, girl.
3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. 8-0 lead for the Jackets. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3.
And that may have been ball 4.
Yeah, it was. I think that was ball 4.
Yeah.
Again, you don't see them get a lot of at-bats in the game. Now, Lorraine Gomez comes in. And she bats from the right side. A little bit of separation in her hands. And she fouls that ball back. Boy, she takes a cut.
Yes,
ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
I want to see this one catch one out front.
Yeah, she will park it.
Yes, she will.
So it's an 0-1 count to Gomez. She's batting for a heater. And the pitch outside, 1-1.
Catcher pitch setting up way out there. I don't know that she wants to come in anywhere near the plate. I think you're gonna have to pitch her away. Otherwise, if she gets it out front, she catches it. It will get parked.
And the 1-1 upstairs, 2-1. Good job by this young lady. Again, we haven't seen her with a lot of plate appearances.
Nah.
And she just dug right in, and she's raring to go. So the 2-1 pitch down low, ball three.
She tried to take something off of that.
Yeah, I think that was like a changeup or something that just kind of slipped out.
Yeah.
So it's a 3-1 count here in the top of the fifth. Jackets lead 8-0. Bottom of the fifth, excuse me. And the pitch hit right back to the pitcher off her glove. Glove by the third baseman over to first and not in time. So an infield hit for Gomez.
All right.
Now Mia Gomez.
And now Mia Gomez steps in. So we got back-to-back Gomez's.
Now there's
Mia bats from the right side as well. I assume they're sisters.
No relation.
No relation. Okay. Isn't that incredible?
All right.
I mean, it's not really incredible, but you're a high school and now back-to-back pinch hitters.
Too loud. No such thing.
Yes, there is. And the pitch. Ball one.
Up and away. Jackets looking to get a two-out rally going here.
What's the one on first base? What's her name?
Belen.
Okay, so Belen is on first. Mia is at the plate and takes ball two down low.
Pitcher kind of crossed her catcher up there. She was set up outside. It comes low and in.
Two balls, no strikes, two outs, one on. It's an 8-0 ball game here in the bottom of the fifth.
We're in the fourth. Bottom of the fourth.
See, my book's messed up. I'm on the fifth inning in my book.
Well, we're thinking if we get two here, we go to the top of the fifth and get three.
This is just terrible.
Yeah, we're okay. Yeah. That's what the out of practice.
Amateurish. Wasn't that what that guy called me one time? And the 3-0 pitch. Ball four. So both Gomez's are on with two outs. Balin is at second. Mia at first.
Quartermain is going to.
And now Quartermain, who is a shortstop, she's batting for Parker. Parker was 2-for-2 on the night, scored a run. And Quartermain going to get a chance to bat for herself now with two on, two out here in the bottom of the fourth. 8-0 ball game. And a chance to open it up here with two outs. The umpire's got to get his thing done.
Yeah.
And now she looks into the dugout. Oh, my goodness. And the pitch. Upstairs, 1-0. Quartermain with a chance to do some damage here. And, again, a long look in, and now the pitch. And that ball fouled out of play all over the first base side. Everybody gets out of the way.
It's in the stands, but nobody.
You know, all these years I've never opened the door and looked, and I could follow the ball if I wanted to.
Yeah.
So it's a 1-1 count, I think. Yeah. No, I don't know. 0-1.
Yeah.
And that ball bounces off the umpire, and both runners will advance on the wild pitch. So that puts two in scoring position now with two outs, and Quartermain with a chance to really
base
hit
this
thing.
Runner's going to be going on contact.
And Quartermain steps in. It's a 2-1 count now.
Yeah.
Two balls and one strike, and the pitch. That ball fouled off down the left side.
Boy, she just missed being
down. Yeah, she's all over. The two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on, deuces wild, all over the place.
Umpire
Oh, that was good. In the 2-2 pitch. That ball fouled out of play, and he definitely needs some balls now.
Seriously, I'm not balls. Yeah, now we may.
Yeah, he's very serious. He's. So it's Quartermain hanging in there.
Yeah.
She spread balls all over the field now and hit two of them out of play.
Got a feeling this one's going to be down in between the white lines. And
hope so. And the 2-2 up and away, 3-2. Yeah. Almost great job by Smith.
You know, she has really been good back there. The pass ball that you mentioned, the wild pitch, it short hopped her. Got past her glove and ricocheted off the umpire. It was unfortunate on her part, but she's done really good back there the Wildcats.
And the 3-2 pitch now, and that ball fouled down the right side, and it will bounce into the dugout or into the clubhouse.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of made it between the fence and the clubhouse here. That was different.
Rutenbar gets a couple of one foul ball in.
And, of course, that's the Coach Fitzgerald clubhouse.
Yep. And the 3-2 pitch on the way. And fouled again. Great job by Quartermain.
That one in on the hands, and she's able to fight it off. Going to see another pitch.
And Eddie Pierce let me know, Mia Gomez is a freshman, and her mom is one of his managers at McDonald's. Mm. That's pretty cool.
All right.
Well, she's about to score if Quartermain can put it between the lines. Eddie, I appreciate that. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, and upstairs, ball four.
He called that a strike.
He called it a strike?
Yeah.
How'd he call that a strike? Texan moving.
I don't know.
She didn't swing, did she?
No. It was called a strike.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Jeff, I'm kicking it back to you. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
Hey, this is Tyler Kelly with Kelly Buick GMC. And we're proud to make today's sports broadcast on WBF possible. Visit any of our five locations and see why we are Polk County's number one Buick GMC dealer, Kelly Buick GMC.
The Ewing Blackwelder and Deuce Insurance Agency has been serving Central Florida since 1984. They all work and live in your neighborhood and take pride in our history. Offices in Bartow, there when you need them, representing only the most reliable companies in the industry.
Pallet One of Bartow is looking for new career-minded employees. Pallet One offers competitive wages and benefits including health, dental, vision, paid vacation, and a matching 401k plan. Join the Pallet One team today. Pallet One is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. Bruce Edmond, David Thornburg. We got Rick Sal and Roland Oxley up here. In the press box with us, the Jackets will go to the top of the fifth inning, and it will be 6-7-8 for the Wildcats. And it's going to be number 11, Chloe Lanier. She's the pitcher now. And Tyson has finished her pitches, but Jack is still kind of spreading out.
Yeah, the home plate umpire is over in the McKeel dugout. Probably getting some more changes. I shouldn't say in the dugout, in front of the dugout. Talking to the coach over there.
I wonder if he made any defensive changes. I don't see. Everything's changed? Okay. So everything's changed.
Well, and that's the bad part, not knowing all of them.
Well, we got a new second baseman.
Got a new catcher.
And a new catcher.
Yeah.
And the first pitch is low and away, ball one.
That's number 17, it looks like, behind the plate.
We got to get 17. We got to get the second baseman. And I think left field, there's a ball two. 2-0 as Lanier is a. And the 2-0 pitch, 3-0,
Roland says it's 2-1.
Roland says it's 2-1. I don't know. And the 3-0-2-1 foul off is definitely 3-1 now. Okay. 2-1-2. How can it be 1-2?
Oh my God!
It can't be 1-2.
Did he just hold up 1-2? Really?
It's 2-2.
I was going to say I thought it was at least 2-2.
All right, I'm not following this game at all. It's a 2-2 pitch, and that ball is popped in front of the plate, gloved by the pitcher, but not in time. It's going to be an infield hit for Lanier.
It was hit so softly with nothing on it that Brooklyn and catcher didn't have much of a chance to get to it either.
First hit of the ball game for McKeel with nobody out here in the fifth inning, and now Rihanna Lipham steps in.
How ironic, the first hit goes 5 feet from home plate.
I know. It's a 1-0 count, we presume. And the pitch fouled off right off her hands. And again, man, the people in the chairs that are right along the first baseline, they have been just shaking up tonight.
They're getting peppered over there.
One ball, one strike, runner at first, nobody out, and the pitch down and away. 2-1.
That was a good little changeup. It just missed outside.
And the 2-1 pitch, beautiful pitch. That's going to be hit to the second baseman. Off her glove out into right field as she was diving for the ball.
Yeah, it kind of took a bad hop on her.
Who was number nine? That's
Lexi Hayford.
Lexi Hayford. Good effort for it. It just took a bounce. It kind of decided to go over her glove instead of in it.
So back-to-back hits for McKeel, and now the batter is number seven. That's Jackson. Jackson walked her last time up. So we got runners at first and second with nobody out. Eight-run lead for the Jackets, and that one bounces off the ground, and she fires to third, and that allows the runner from first to go to second. And who is the catcher?
Bailey Horsley.
Okay. McKeel looking to get on the board here.
And that ball hit to the second baseman. She'll glove it over to first, and the run scores. So it's a fielder's choice, 4-3, and the run scores, and that makes it an 8-1 ball game now with the runner at third.
Now batting number four, Haley Crothers.
And Haley Crothers steps in. She had a sacrifice her last time up. What was that pitch? Strike?
Yeah.
She offered
that. Yep.
The 0-1 pitch, and she squares, bunts, and dude, you got to get that ball. Good job.
Great job.
He called her safe? Oh, Rubenbar's had enough of this. Okay.
Oh, my God.
He called Gibson out when she was very safe, and this gal was a half a step short at least. And
I was going to say, such a good play by Brooklyn. She was able to look the runner back, froze her, and still had plenty of time to throw and got a strike and beat her by a good half a step. And
my brother Andy says, you and I are sounding good. We appreciate that, bro.
Thank you, Andy.
And Rubenbar is giving Stump out there He's way over behind the shortstop. So a run scores. It's another hit.
Well, no, the run. Did the run?
She didn't score.
Yeah, no, the run did score.
So,
no.
Well, okay. No, my bad.
Yeah, runner stuck. Had to stay at third, so it's still an 8-1.
Okay, so runners at first and third now with one out, and the batter, Morrell. strike. Got to be a strike.
Wow. That was such a good play by Brooklyn, the way she ran the right, got the runner back to third and was able to throw in plenty of time. Just a horrible call.
Yeah. Horsley behind the plate got to sit still. Now she'll just throw it back to the pitcher.
Yeah.
She wants to raise up as she's catching the ball, yeah. And the umpire needs to see the pitch.
Yeah.
So it's a 2-0 count. Ball low. Good stop. She picked that right off the ground. The actor named Lee Horsley years ago played a movie called The Sword and the Sorcerer. And that ball hit the second baseman, and she'll glove it over to first. They'll get the out. Now onto the plate, and she's safe at the plate.
Good. So good try by Gomez there. Took a chance at getting home, but runner comes in safely ahead of the throw.
Yeah, Hayford goes ahead and gets the out. They're going to let the run score. So it goes 4-3 on the fielder's choice, and the run does score. So now it's
8-2.
It's an 8-2 ball game.
And the runner moved to third as well.
And now the batter is Shelley. And she takes ball one upstairs. One ball, no strikes, two runs in for McKeel. It's an 8-2 ball game.
There we go. Good pitch by Brooke.
Strike. So it's 1-1?
Yep.
I don't know. They get it talking over there. They're scaring me about it. I don't know what's going on. So it's a 1-1 count. And the pitch down low, 2-1. Runner at third. Try to stop the bleeding and get in here and score some runs. And that ball outside, 3-1 now.
Settle in there, come on.
Shelly, how she keeps her hands separated, see him?
Yeah.
And she fouls that ball out of play. Three balls, two strikes. Now, you used to see that a lot in the old leagues and things like that. And 3-2 pitch.
Oh, that looked good.
Oh, down low, ball four. Oof.
Wow.
So now runners at first and third. Now, if it's me, I'm throwing her out if she goes to second. But that's just me.
Yeah. If you get a good pitch, I would throw her out too.
Skylar Smith bats from the left side. Runner goes, and there will be no throw. No. So now runners at first and second and third now with two outs. And the pitch up and away, 2-0. I don't like it when it gets interesting.
No.
I like boring and exciting.
There we go.
That ball hit down the third baseline. Cornelius gets under and makes the catch for the third out. Good job by the third baseman for the Jackets. But there were two runs on, three hits, no errors, and two left on. After 4.5 is Bartow 8, McKeel 2. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
Your Bartow Beef O'Brady's in the Bartow Center South is your headquarters for good food and good sports. With something for everyone on the menu, your Bartow Beef's is perfect for the family, an office lunch, or to feed the team after a big win. Beef's, where game time meets family time.
At Budget You Pull to Bartow, they'll buy your old vehicle and even arrange to pick it up.
We buy junk cars here. We can also arrange for towing from you. We use Gator Towing for our towing service, so you know you get insured a professional towing vehicle.
And they cover Polk County. Budget Auto Parts at Bartow.
When you drive by Bartow Ford, you see a huge lot. But what you might not know is we have over 72 service bays and can customize your truck with lift, wheels, and tires. At Bartow Ford, we have you covered. Bartow Ford, we're different and we prove it.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. Bruce Edmond, David Thornburg. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Jackets lead 8-2. McKill got two innings in the top of the inning, and now Bartow needs to really get serious with the bats. Smith just getting her gear on. She was the last one to make an out in the inning. She'll just get it and fire it down to second. And the batter will be...
Now batting, number 10, Kylie Arnold.
Kylie who? Who? What did he say?
Arnold.
Oh.
Kylie Arnold.
Kylie Arnold.
Yeah.
So Arnold steps in for Sal. And the pitch, she bats from the left side. With one ball, no strikes. And the pitch, that ball fouled, tap foul down the third baseline, a little bit behind it. We're in the fifth. Jackets lead 8-2. Open stance. And the 1-1 pitch. And that ball is hit right over the pitcher's head into center field.
Base hit to get it started. That's what we needed.
Sure do. And now this is going to be the second baseman.
Lexi Hafer.
Lexi Hafer.
Lexi Hafer.
It's been a couple innings since we've had the leadoff batter on.
Hafer bats from the right side with a runner on, nobody out. Pitch up and away, ball one. And now the 1-0 pitch on the way, upstairs 2-0.
Just the time between pitches, just we're our guy. I'm used to that getting going, and that comes when the coach is calling the pitches from the dugout. It slows the process.
The 2-0. Uh-oh. And the what I don't get is, you know, how many pitches do you have? Like you said, it's one, two, three, four. Yeah. Why you got to look at the wristband every time? Up and away, low and in? Is that what it is? I don't know. And there's a ball four. So two up and two on for the Jackets now.
This is going to be number 20.
So number 20 steps in.
Number 20, Alyssa Hillman.
Alyssa
Gilman?
Tillman.
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 Tillman. And the first pitch is hit to the left side. The third baseman gloves it, and she's going to get her coming by. A nice play by the third baseman.
Yeah, able to apply the tag.
It goes five unassisted on the putout. Runners. That should be here. Five unassisted. So one out now. And now Horsley comes to the plate.
Long time between pitches.
Yeah, and the pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. So the runners at first and second, one out. Horsley bats from the right side. And the pitch fouled right back at us. 0-2.
She just missed that one.
Yeah, these girls have very good swings. Yeah. And they're not afraid to swing the bats.
No.
No balls, two strikes, one out, and the Osprey is circling again. Remember when they dropped the fish right behind first base? Upstairs, one ball, two strikes.
Poor girl's out there trying to play softball, and he's dive bombing them with fish, with leftover food.
One ball, two strikes, one out, two on for the Jackets. 8-2 ball game here in the fifth. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three.
See, Chase one there, and she knows it.
So now two outs, and the batter will be
Kendall Cornelius.
Cornelius.
She ripped a double back in the second inning. Had a couple of RBIs and scored a run. And the pitch. Oh, boy, that looked up. So it's 0-1.
After getting a couple quick runners, down to two outs now with two runners still on.
Yeah.
Jackets really need to make something happen here.
And that pitch way outside, 1-1.
Catcher was set up way out there.
Yeah, foot off the plate.
Yeah, I don't know. Trying to get Cornelius to chase.
I think you do that with two strikes.
Yeah.
Maybe not, but 1-1 pitch, foul down the right side, out of play.
And I can see the boys. I can look at the boys' score board from here, and it looks like we're up 6-3. In the fourth inning, is that right?
6-3, yep, in the fourth. Good job.
Yeah.
And that ball hit down the right side, stays in fair in the stadium.
Yeah.
So it's still 1-2.
They're playing Lake Gibson, okay, Jeff says.
And Jeff's all over it,
and
man.
They just went up 7-3, 8-3. Keep it going over there.
Yeah, bombs over there. That ball hit in the right center field. It's going to get down. One run's going to score easily, and two runs are going to score. And here she goes into third base with a stand-up triple.
I got to tell you, Bruce, she is such a good hitter. The last two games, big hits, big doubles. Hits at the right time. That's a crucial two-out hit to give us that 10-2 lead.
And she's got some speed, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She flew around the bases.
Now, granted, that one made it to the fence, but she made it to third easily. I mean, she had to slide, but she was there well ahead of the throw.
Now, this should be Tyson, right?
Yep, Brooklyn Tyson.
And she swings and misses.
Got her to chase that rise ball.
Yeah. Tyson struck out swinging her first time up. Two runs in. It's a 10-2 ball game and a swing and a miss. She drops her shoulder and pulling her head.
Yeah.
And as soon as you drop that shoulder, that bat head follows, and it flattens out that bat head, and you'll swing under it every time. She's got to keep those hands up, keep the bat head up. The 0-2, I don't mean to be critiquing her.
No.
That's unfair to her. sorry about that. And it's one ball, two strikes, two outs.
These girls are used to that by this point.
Cornelius at third. And that ball hit into left field, and a base hit.
And she listened to
Cornelius, Tyson,
and
now RBI.
That's where the listening to you comes from. She kept it level there. She's able to nice level swing and take that pitch and just drive it out there.
Right through the zone. And now Baylen Gomez, who walked her last time. No, she singled her first at bat.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And boy, she turns on one. It could really need another run right here.
Yeah, I'd like to see one more.
There's a ball, and Smith, the catcher, even looks back at the umpire like, you've been calling that all night, dude.
Yeah.
So it's a 1-0 count. And the pitch. And just missed it, man. She fouled it off right off her foot, I think. But Boy, she had a good cut on that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Just on top of it, driving it right down into the ground.
One ball, one strike, two outs. Two in, 11 runs for the Jackets. And the pitch.
Ooh.
It's up and away. 2-1.
Good job hanging off of that one. That's one he's been calling a lot tonight as well. So good job by Gomez to not chase that one. That one's going to be a strike all day. She's not going to reach that one.
She's extremely disciplined. And the 2-1 pitch. Oh, a changeup. That's going to work. And that's a
yeah,
strike call.
That's not the one she's looking for. I hadn't seen that much from McKeel. But that was a respectable changeup.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Three runs in for the Jackets. 11-2 ball game. And the pitch, low and away. Good eye.
Yeah.
Three balls and two strikes now. Runner, I guess they don't go on the pitch. Yeah, they'll go on the pitch. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch, low in the dirt. And ball four. Smith does a good job to not let that roll back behind her. Keeps the ball in front of her.
Yeah, if that kick's able to kick away any, then Brooklyn's going to prepare to round second and go to third.
Now Mia Gomez steps in. She walked her first time up, was stranded at second base. Two on, two out. And the pitch. Right into right field, and that's going to get down, and Bartow is going to win the ball game. That's one run in. That's 12. That's 13, and that is a ball game on a two-run double by Mia Gomez.
Wow, a
and
well-hit
the Jackets
ball.
Win the ball game. And we will take a 60-second break and come back and wrap this up. The Jackets win it 13-2. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
If you've been injured in an accident or face traffic charges, don't face the legal system alone. Call Rhino Lawyers Auto Injury and Traffic Attorneys at 844-RHINO-77. Rhino Lawyers, Tampa and Lakeland.
Hello, Bartow. This is Joe DeCessari with Citrus Air Conditioners, your hometown air conditioning company. If you're looking to replace your old unit, Citrus Air has many units in stock and offers financing. Call us at 534-1171 or look us up online at citrusairinc.com.
When looking for insurance coverage, consider the Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Agency with offices in downtown Bartow. Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Insurance with a wide range of insurance products to meet your every need. Becky Maslach, your local office manager.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball as the Lady Jackets have just defeated McKeel Wildcats 13-2 on the walk-off double by Mia Gomez. And the Gomez girls, they come in, no relation, but they come in, and, man, they do some balling.
Yeah.
The line score for McKeel, two runs on three hits. There were no errors and four Wildcats left on base for the Jackets. 13 runs on 12 hits, no errors for McKeel, and six Jackets left on base.
A gritty performance. You got to give it to McKeel. McKeel battled and fought all night long. Red only pitched two innings. Brooklyn had some struggles there in the circle, but she was able to finish the game. And the hitting a little sporadic, but at times we had some really key two-out hits. That's part of championship winning is you got to get those two out hits with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, and I believe Tyson does get the win because Oxen only went two innings.
Yeah,
and so, I think you got to pitch at least three, and Tyson gets the win. She goes the distance. She goes three innings. Just, you know, all around, the Jackets had two big innings.
Yeah.
They had the second inning where they scored seven, and then they scored five here in and hey, Lisa Corporal, yeah. I graduated with her.
Yeah.
And yeah, Olinger now.
Lisa, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
I'm related to them. They're cousins down the line, I believe.
Okay.
With Cindy, I believe.
Yes, they are. You yeah. are certainly yeah. correct there.
Yeah.
And I guess the Jackets are going to be at Lake Region on Thursday. I haven't thought about that a whole lot yet, I'm sure we can get that done. So we will send it back to the station, and we'll be back on the air soon. So it's a 13-2 ball game. The Yellow Jackets win it. For David Thornburg, Jeff Thornburg back at the station, I'm Bruce Edmond. Good night, everybody.
Bartow Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF was brought to you by Kelly Buick, GMC of Bartow, doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Spaff Jewelers of Bartow and Varico, Evolve Professional Landscape Management, by Rhino Lawyers of Tampa and Lakeland, Citrus Air Conditioners of Bartow, by Ewing Blackwelder and Deuce Insurance, Pallet One of Bartow, Keith's Spray Service of Bartow, taking care of your lawn and garden for over 50 years. Budget You Pull It, the parts you need when you need them. S.R. Wright & Company, by Witten McLean Funeral Home, Beef O'Brady's Sports Pub in the Bartow Center South, and by Bartow Ford. We're different, and we prove it. Bartow Yellow Jacket Softball is special presentation of WBF Sports.